With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. The 2021 hurricane season officially ended this week, though there's an ongoing debate about what hurricane season means in light of climate change. It was a busy one, though, the second year in a row that the number of Atlantic storms exhausted the list of storm names. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, it was also the fourth most expensive hurricane season on record.
As far as hurricanes go, 2021 will be most remembered for Ida, the storm that intensified quickly in the Gulf and came ashore in Louisiana as a Category 4. And not just because of the damage it did there, says Benjamin Strauss at the nonprofit Climate Central.
Ida also delivered all of this rainfall all the way up in Pennsylvania through New Jersey and New York that did so much damage.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration estimates that Ida did about $65 billion in damage, making it the most expensive storm of the season. Another hurricane and two tropical storms each caused over $1 billion in damage. But so did 14 other weather-related disasters. As climate change makes all sorts of extreme weather more common, Tricia Wackendorf at the Disaster Research Center at the University of Delaware says during hurricane season now,
you're also looking at fire season. You're looking at a landslide. You look at increased susceptibility to rain.
According to a study Climate Central did this fall, Benjamin Strauss says the recovery time between disasters is shrinking.
Back in the 1980s, on average, you had to wait almost 3 months between billion-dollar disasters. And over the last 5 years, on average, you have to wait less than 3 weeks.
Dealing with all of those different weather events and a global pandemic is stressing emergency management organizations and budgets. And those dollar figures from NOAA are only part of the picture.
Generally, NOAA's numbers are really focused on what you can say are the measured cost of the immediate payouts, the insurance, the federal programs.
Craig Fugate is a former FEMA administrator.
But it doesn't always capture the longer-term impacts and some of the costs that are not always evident in the beginning, but may be borne later on.
By lower income people who are displaced, homeowners who don't have flood insurance, and communities that often see an increased demand for social services. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.